This is Icon Art Radio. I'm Bill Teeple. I'm here with my co-host, Alan Cobb. And our guest today is Mark Petrick.
Or Petrick.
Petrick.
Or Petrick. Either
you
way.
You know, what happens is I got in... We're on the radio and we're talking about this.
No, it's good to get my name correct on the
radio.
How many
years ago? I've known Mark forever when he first came to town. And I think I got it in my head that you were Mark Petrick. Is that correct or wrong?
Because that's one of the two correct pronunciations.
And then I always say go through my head, now is that the right one or is that the wrong one? Have I corrected it? Is Petrick the right one? In any case, I've known Mark forever. He's a long time artist and teacher, and he's worked in many of the various the vocations that people do around here to keep going as artists. And
well, I've always called him Petrick.
Petrick.
Well, Mark, really, but thought of your last name as Petrick. But I've been very, very careful to also call you Petrick now and then, just in case one of them produces a grimace of disgust.
No.
And I would think, oh, that must be the one I shouldn't be using.
This is actually going out on the airwaves.
Yes, the whole world.
Okay, so I'll tell you the story.
Which way do you want all the people that address you, because there's so many thousands
of
listeners out there.
When I was growing up, it was Petrick. I always thought it was Petrick. And then at some point, and people would always say Petrick, natural. Mm-hmm. And I finally asked my dad, I said, what's the correct pronunciation? He said, well, we use Petrick.
Okay.
He said, but Petrick is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So either is fine.
I'll still forget next time I go to say your name.
Yeah.
I'll say, now, which is the right one?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the listening audience is getting bored of this conversation.
Why on earth are you on the show?
Yes.
What is it we're here
All about? Right. Well, this is even worse, I mean, or more...
harder to pronounce.
Strange. He's here because of Pecha Kucha.
Pechacucha.
All right, tell us what Pechacucha is. This is the thing that is going to happen at Icon Gallery on the August 2nd Art Walk 2013.
Yes. Pechacucha is a concise presentation format that was devised by a couple of architects in Tokyo about 10 years ago, Astrid Klein and Mark Ditham of Klein Ditham Architecture. And they set it up, and it has a structure, which is each presenter has 20 slides, and each of the slides shows for 20 seconds. So each presenter has 6 minutes and 40 seconds to give their presentation. And they put this together so that their community of architects and designers and friends and artists could get together at local bars, pretty much, to share each other's work. But in a concise way, so they could look at a lot of work in one night. One of the stories is that they felt that architects sometimes were a little too long-winded, so they put this stricture on them to...
Fortunately, artists are never long-winded.
No.
No. just pesky architect.
And those designers.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, it's been so Pechacucha has been going on for 10 years, and I heard about it early on. It sounded really interesting. There was never one nearby. I've never been to a live Pechacucha myself. But I did find out about a year ago, someone was telling me that there was a Pechacucha going on over in Davenport at the Figge. And my friend told me it was really wonderful, and she told me how to get in touch with the organization, pechacucha.org. P-E-C-H-A-K-U-C-H-A. Pechacucha, one word. So it's pechacucha.org, and you can go check it out. They have a really good website, and they have about 1,000 of the Pechacucha presentations that have been given around the world at this point. There's over 660 cities that have Pechacucha organizations. Pechacuchas are organized by cities primarily, and they have an organizer or a group of organizers. So I am Fairfield's Pechacucha organizer, having signed in blood with the Klein Ditham Architecture folks and promised a firstborn male child. And so with this, I am bound on putting together 4 Pechacucha nights in the course of the next 12 months. And so August 2nd will be our premier Pachacucha event.
All right, so describe a little bit how it works.
What we did was we've pulled together 12 presenters, including, well, I'll tell you who they are later. So what will happen is there'll be three groups of four, and we'll run four presentations, one right after the other. And like I said, they're short and sweet, 20 slides, 20 seconds each. And the presenters just come up, they give their presentation. There's no question and answer. Pretty much just flows right into the next one with brief introductions and brief breaks.
Just to clarify, something that I didn't realize when you were first telling me about it is that it's up to the speaker to keep up with the slides, because
yes,
they go automatically. And if the speaker is thinking he can talk a little longer about slide number 10, he'll be talking over slide
number 11.
11. And yeah, then it'll end and people will be asking him politely to depart.
Yeah. And it's surprising how short 6 minutes and 40 seconds turns out to be.
Yeah.
People put them together in different ways. And I'm sure, you know, some people will just put their slides together and then they'll just talk and it'll be extemporaneous. I think Bill is planning on taking that particular approach.
I don't think there's any other choice.
Everyone does it how it works best for them. I tend to write things down. So I've been writing and timing how long it takes, and I have to keep cutting words out.
Yeah,
and I'm down.
Wonderful.
it's slimmer and slimmer. This is bare little structure, and that's 6 minutes and
poetry.
40 seconds. Yeah, exactly.
Or sutras.
So, so we'll do four people, and then we'll take a short break, 10 minutes or so, and then we'll start another four. And it'll start around 7. I'm guessing it'll go somewhere between 9 up till 9:30 to 10, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that people are welcome to come in and leave and come back and interrupt not by yelling and waving their arms, but by coming and going.
I think that
welcome.
One of the thoughts was, and one of the reasons I'm so happy that we're doing it at ICON and on an art walk night, is that a lot of people will get to see some bit of it, because a lot of people will walk in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think this is kind of new, and we don't know whether people will, you know, hook into it and sort of get it, but they can just come sit for a few minutes, get a flavor of something, or mm-hmm. maybe they'll catch half the end of one and the start of another one or something.
Yeah. It's almost like open mic night.
It is.
except with content instead of talent, as it were.
We have some talent also.
In the performance sense of talent. The mass media.
Amateur hour.
No, there's some fabulous talent on both events, but someone might just be showing text, you know, overheads, as they used to call them.
Yeah.
Making some interesting point about their archaeological trip last summer, but it's not going to be where I went last summer, because there's only 20 slides and
right,
it's over in a couple of minutes. And then somebody else might make an art piece out of the whole presentation and do something outrageous, which is what I'm working on for the next one.
Good. And there's another local artist that you're aware of who
yes,
has a similar thing cooking.
Yes, we might even collaborate.
Yeah, which is nice to mention. We're doing this first one August 2nd, but Pachacucha is having a global synchronized event on September 20th, where they're trying to get as many of the 660 cities to hold Pachacucha nights, and they will start in Tokyo, and as the time zones progress, they'll keep going for 24 hours. They'll do 24-hour Pachacucha, and they have some way over the internet they're going to connect these different ones. So that'll be fun. So we'll do this one, and then a month and a half later, we'll do another one right away.
Pachacucha Fest.
Pachacucha Fest.
Or Pachacucha Nanny.
It's sort of their, I think it's their 10-year anniversary, something like that.
So the content can be anything, or?
Content can be anything, exactly. In fact, we, I'll tell you who we have. Bill Teepel, our great impresario of the arts and an artist. And Bill is going to be talking about a little pet project of his, which is pretty exciting. And it'd be really nice to, in a sense, you're sort of presenting it you know, kind of, this is its premiere also.
It's a good, I've leaked this stuff out before, but it'll be another launching pad for getting this thing that's in my head out there in other people's heads more. And it could be that in this lifetime, all I'm going to be doing with this is getting it in other people's heads. The physical manifestation is yet to be seen, although I've talked a bit about it. In fact, I came here 15 years ago with this thing in my head. This is kind of what I wanted to do, but what I ended up doing was starting ICON and teaching art and all of that. So the first phase of what's to come from Bill has been ICON. But there's a lot more in there. So we'll start talking about that a little bit at the Pachacucha.
Well, that also that takes me back. I have to mention that when I first met you, which was when I first moved to Fairfield in 1983, you were living a block or two away, and you had a little garden in front of your house, and I would come over, and you'd be lying in the garden, as I recall, drawing.
Right.
And I would sit on the sidewalk, and that's how we got to know each other. You were making art, and I was right in the garden. I was
watching. So that actually, so this has been a long-term project. And we took a little side trip into a real serious art gallery sort of reality. But I still, the other is dear to me. And so how we can continue to integrate those things. This is the garden studio
exciting
project, is what it is. And we'll, there'll be 20 slides that sort of hint at that.
It's going to be great.
And wake it up a little bit more. I wish I had more pictures of those days, but in those days I was more into the moment, you know.
Yeah.
We don't try to capture it and hold on to it. We just live the moment. So later, if we're trying to relive the moment, like as old folks on the porch in our rockers, you know, we missed it.
But,
I do have a few little things and things that I think will set off in people's minds the dear feelings I have about the integration of the garden and the studio and the art gallery, all of these things in a more kind of a sweeter context.
In six minutes and 40 seconds.
No, this will be the 6 minute version.
Yeah.
There'll be several.
I've done a bit more long-winded, but I think the slides will actually, you know, tick it off.
Yeah.
It'll be just sort of ticking off in people's minds. But that's what I like so much about this whole concept of Pachacucha.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you get a little people planting seeds in other people's minds.
It's kind of a short attention span TED.
Yeah, exactly. Little mini TEDs.
Yeah. For the modern,
because Fairfield has, you know, such a great art community, many of the presenters are artists, several are photographers, including David Hansen will do a presentation, Tony Ellis will do a presentation, I will do a presentation, and John Stimson, also an artist and I think of him as sort of an autodidact in the Yankee tradition.
Yeah.
And he's got a wonderful presentation about a very strange German artist that he's going to talk about. Diane Porter, our local wildlife and bird watching expert, is going to be talking about wildlife and bird watching. I think she's doing something about talking about what's available in your backyard. And thought that was really nice. We were talking about how it's, you know, around here we talk about buying local and trying to go local. So we're thinking that Diane's thing is going to be about watching local. Mm-hmm. So, I'm really excited about one presentation by Peter Lamoureux, who's a TM teacher, and he has been working with the David Lynch Foundation's Warrior Wellness Project. And he has been, what it is they get veterans together for a week-long sort of camp. And they're doing it out in hills behind Santa Barbara, I think. And Peter goes out and they teach them how to do transcendental meditation. And then they have other sort of team building and interpersonal kinds of exercises and things. And these are with people that have very severe PTSD, who have, you know, real disabilities in life because of their experiences in primarily the Iraq War at this point. And Peter has I saw a short 7-minute videotape about the project, and it was so moving. It was just, it was gorgeous. And Peter is talks very beautifully about it and has all these wonderful stories. So he's going to talk about that. So we have art and we have personal journeys and wildlife and a couple of sustainable farmers.
Now, I love the variety. Who are the sustainable farmers?
Francis Tickey will be talking about sustainable agriculture. And a younger woman named Faith Reeves, who is Sky Factory's farm manager. And Faith is a wonderful bundle of joy and knowledge and ability to turn our chemically infused soil out there into an organic farm. And so she has wonderful stories to tell about it.
Well, I like the pulling on the diversity that we have in our community. Because at first I was thinking maybe it might just be an arts thing where people were more trying to present their artistic expressions. But the fact that it's just little doses of people's,
other
knowledge and experience in all diverse aspects. It reminds me a little bit of the principle behind the Chautauqua movement.
Yeah.
Which was that's what Chautauqua Park here in Fairfield is named after, because this was the Chautauqua meeting ground where people of all different diverse fields would bring to the kind of the rural community a forum for knowledge and experience to be shared. Yes, this is kind of like that, and I think that's cool. And in 6 minute doses.
that's a great point, because I was thinking about what does this go back to. And it goes back to show and tell, of course, when you're in grade school. But, before, high capitalist consumer society, people probably tended to gather together in more comfortable ways to share things that they knew about, things that they shared together. Mm-hmm. And this has some of that quality. It's very local. We're just using people from Fairfield. We're not trying to bring in some big stars. We have lots of stars here, so get them into a place where other people can see them.
I mean, in principle, we could do a Pecha Kucha every month for 5 years. I mean, that would be without repeating anybody.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the community will catch on and more people will want to share. Because I like the show and tell kind of idea, informal. It was originally supposed to be just a drinking thing in the bars and very informal. Very, so it's not any kind of not really getting up on and packaging the thing as much as just sharing who they are and what they love and what means something to them. So I'd really like to give this a kickstart and get it going here.
The scale of it is interesting, because 6 minutes and 40 seconds is enough to say an awful lot, but it's not enough to be crushingly boring. And, some people have very interesting things to say, and they are very, boring to listen to, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you get a chance to find out something about someone's expertise or interests without putting them on the spot to entertain you, or putting them on the spot to fill an hour, and make an actual meeting out of it and stuff. So it's a very interesting way of fertilizing our thinking.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been hearing people kind of bemoan ever since I moved here 11 years ago, is that there's so much interesting stuff going on in Fairfield, but there's no catalyst. There's nothing that gets the people all working together on something, because everybody's got his own direction to go in. And this might facilitate that kind of catalysis.
Yeah.
People might start thinking, we've got those three, fields of expertise. We've never put them together before.
Yeah.
I want to work with them, and so it's almost like a networking kind of experience as well.
That's exact, and I'm certain that that's what they were doing originally in Tokyo. Is that it was networking? All these professional designers and architects were sharing with each other, mm-hmm. and probably hooking up for other projects and things like that. One of the people that's presenting is Roland Wells, who mm-hmm. started, was one of the founders of Crew, and mm-hmm. also, you know, he started the Beatbox and the Bonnell Project building. And mm-hmm. Roland's a real sort of community organizer in the sort of 60s sense of the word. And I'm excited about him being part of it. And also, mm-hmm. Roland's going to help kind of bring in younger group of mm-hmm. participants, because, you know, I'm sitting here close to 60, and I found out that I didn't know a lot of the younger people that were doing things around here, but I know that something is going on. I can see it sort of out in the street, and I know there's good energy, but so Roland's going to help. So maybe September 20th, we'll start getting some younger folks.
Well, I have a feeling that this could take off, and I think it's a good thing to launch it at an art walk, because it means that 500 people that are wandering around are going to all know that it exists, whether they stick their head in the door or not. So the name, and the name being unique, is going to, people will notice.
Yeah.
So, but the idea, I understand, is that you're supposed to be just drawing from the community, right? You don't bring anybody in from outside.
Right. It's local.
So
or
that's
city,
it's very much of a network. Well, within a city, our city is 10,000. Some cities are 2 million. But it is a networking within that community.
So we're talking with Mark Petrick, also known to some as Mark Petrick, the Petra Kucha night, which is going to be at Icon Gallery on the next art walk, which is the August 2013 art walk. I forget what day of the week that is. It's a Friday.
It's the first Friday art walk. It's the 2nd of August.
It's August 2nd, 2013. So I hope everyone can come to it. And we have plenty of time left. I'm just...
Alan knows that I usually do this halfway through, and I'll often forget to let people know who just tuned in the middle of the show. What's going on there? What are they talking about? And we're talking about Petra Kucha.
Not that other thing that you were talking about earlier.
Guttapercha.
Guttapercha.
Yes. We'll talk about that another time. That's a
Guttapercha. Is that a consumer concept?
Well, for the dentists in our audience, guttapercha is probably fairly well known. Mm. And for those who specialize in the history of golf, everyone else probably not too interested in guttapercha.
Well, you better say what it is now.
Oh, well, if you really want to know. Yeah, it's a sort of clay-like substance that's used for molding things as you might do in the early days of golf, when there wasn't anything very plastic to use for golf ball centers.
Oh, people should know about we have a webpage on the petrakucha.org mm-hmm. and then /cities/Fairfield, petrakucha.org/cities/Fairfield. That's our page. Mm-hmm. It has pictures of all the presenters, and it talks about the event, and soon we'll post the next event. And also, there's a spot there if somebody wants to present at a Fairfield Petra Kucha, they can hit the little "I'd like to present" button and send me a note. Mm-hmm. The email comes to me, and I've already got a few people who've expressed interest. And
that's great.
Yeah.
And if they go to petrakucha.org, they can listen to some of the ones that have been made.
There's they have over 1,000 of them.
And they're all
already
on
posted.
The site?
Yeah, yeah. And you can search them by different topics and, mm-hmm. and different ways. And they put up new ones. I think they put up the best of the week once a week, 4 or 5 new ones every week. So they're getting very active with the site. And it's fun watching presentations in other languages, because you can see the slides, mm-hmm. but you don't exactly know what they're saying. But you still sort of get the idea. Mm-hmm. But you hear the enthusiasm, and you hear the audiences laughing or applauding mm-hmm. or something. There's mm-hmm. something really sort of fun about this whole thing.
So these are actually not videos in the usual sense. They're the slides with the voice over.
That's what they do. They ask us to send an audio of each of the presentations, and then they'll put together the slides with the audio mm-hmm. and package it, and they have a nice title they put on it. Mm-hmm. And they won't put all of them on. They'll just sort of take a selection.
Yeah.
And we'll be immortal mortal and
yeah,
and out there on the internet.
I've always wanted.
Well, we're really looking forward to giving it a try. I think it can catch on. I think it could be really good for the community. Are there other cities in Iowa besides Davenport that have done it, or are we the other Iowa city?
It's the only one. Davenport's the only one that I know of. I thought I looked for Iowa City. I would was sort of certain that Iowa City would have one, but I didn't find it. I think what can happen is a city can be a Petra Kucha city maybe for a year or two, and then maybe the organizer poops out.
Yeah.
And then maybe the city isn't listed anymore.
Now, you've agreed to be the organizer and do 4 Petra Kuchas in this year.
Well, 12 months, the next 12 months.
Yes, but that's the commitment, and then you would renew your commitment for the next year.
Yes, and like that. A second firstborn male child and all of the attendants.
Second firstborn would be twins, in other words.
Third year, triplets.
I'm going to ask around to some of my friends up in Iowa City if they even know about this.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that they could get into it up there. Or even Des Moines, some of those people would.
Well, and I, what I'm hearing is that there are other things that are like Petra Kucha that are out there. There's one called Ignite. Mm-hmm. And I think it has a very similar structure, and it has city organizations, and started sometime after Petra Kucha. Mm-hmm. It's just such a, you know, it's such a obvious, neat idea.
Yeah.
You know, short, concise, yeah. Get to see lots of stuff, words and pictures, storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's all there, and it just makes sense that people would spring off and do other things with it.
Is there a list anywhere of the types of content that turn up? I mean, just because when I think of slides, and we're running out of time, in fact, I'm going to have to shelf this question and just tell everyone to go visit petrakucha.org for whatever information they want to get on it. Come to ICON on the August Art Walk of 2013.
It's free.
It's free.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk in, check it out, come back 20 minutes later, and they'll be talking about something completely different.
Exactly.
You've been listening to ICON Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.